And we are set for the action. Cheney will start with the serve, and it gets just over the net. It hit the net. A high hit. Now try to spike it down is Cassidy Rethman. Cheney goes dink, but it's into the net. The Thunder have the first point as Cheney tried to go change up there. Anna Martin took everything off of her attack. Rethman comes out. Samantha Nordis comes in now for Nemaha Central. Serving is Taryn Gamstrom. Cheney gets underneath this one with their libero, Corey Lees, and then the hammer put down for the point to tie us at one. Campbell Haig, that 6'2 junior at the net, a dominating presence, and she gets that point as we're tied here at 1-1. Serve for Cheney from right to left, handled by Holthaus, the set high by Henry, and the spike by Bartoski. Now Nemaha Central on the defense, and a big hole in the middle of the court. Was it a hard spike by Cheney that time, but a bit of a breakdown, a miscommunication for the Thunder, as nobody there to take that hit that came from Olivia Albers. Cheney has the first lead of their game now at 2-1, and they will serve it again. Nemaha Central have to push it across on the hit there by Nordis. Cheney goes back set. Here comes the dink. This one kept alive off the hit by Bittner. Now a hard spike, but blocked at the net. As Nemaha Central has it come back at him, that is Reagan Garrity. The freshman out there now for Nemaha Central. Thunder handle the serve and now trail 3-1. Here's Holthaus from the middle of the court looking back right corner, but Cheney keeps it alive. They bump it near the net and push it across. A diving save by Holthaus, but it comes to Coach Cook near side scores table and out of bounds as Cheney's rattled off four consecutive points after Nemaha Central got the first one. It is 4-1, and serving again for the Cardinals is Campbell Haig. Good set this time by the Thunder. They go dink, but Cheney's able to dig it out. Now the hit by the Cardinals caught a lot of Mackenzie Henry, but she keeps it alive, and it's pushed across by Nordis. And double hit called. As we've got a timeout, double hit called against Nemaha Central. So a 5-0 run here by the Cardinals. Nemaha Central led 1-0, but now it's Cheney. Nemaha Central 1. We've got a timeout called by Coach Cook. We'll take one as well. This is a 30-second break on KNZA.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizer wants to help you succeed in your farming operation. Call 800-635-4743 today to take advantage of great preseason discounts, volume discounts, and flexible financing options. SureCrop is top-quality crop nutrition designed to enhance your crop nutrition program. SureCrop will give your crops a great start and continue to work for you right up until harvest time. Call SureCrop in Seneca today at 800-635-4743. Healthy crops give optimum yield. SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca.
KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you here in Hutchinson out of a timeout called by Coach Cook and the Thunder. Cheney will continue to serve. Might have been going out, but Gamstrom hit it on the backside. Now Henry sets it up, and Addie Holthaus just missed the back line. Well, it looked like that might catch it, but her hit just a little bit too deep out of the timeout. Holthaus misfires, and now Cheney leads 6-1. Centralia, by the way, lost their first match of pool play out in Dodge City in three sets. And here's one down the line and in. A point for the Thunder to stop the run as Samantha Nordis goes down the far sideline. Nemaha Central seems to have some pretty good pep in their step. They came down yesterday, stopped and practiced in Salina, got here and stayed in a hotel in Hutchinson last night. Coach Cook says she slept well, and the players said they slept well, which maybe is a bit abnormal the night before the state tournament. But hoping they come out and play great today. Great serve! Almost an ace. Did it hit the floor? Yes, it did. Cheney tried to sell that they got underneath it, but it is an ace serve for Nemaha by Lillian Shulians. She's second on the team in aces this season. That is her 31st. And now another serve. This one returned, and nobody there for the Thunder. Ellie Ruschke has checked into the game for the Thunder. It's Bartoski and Shulians and Holthaus on the front row. Cheney with the 7-3 lead now as they serve. Nemaha Central set it backwards near the net. Holthaus has it blocked. And we've got a net violation actually stepping across the line underneath the net. Violation there on Nemaha Central. And a point for the Cardinals makes it 8-3. In the first match of the day, Heritage Christian defeated Goodland. Heritage Christian is the number 3 seed, the defending 2A champs. That's who Nemaha will play next. And we got an error serve on Cheney. Too much on the serve. It goes out of bounds. Marley Lutz will come in, the 5'6 junior. She comes in replacing Ruschke for the Thunder and will be on the front row. Addie Holthaus will serve for Nemaw Central, who trails 8-4. Cheney sets it short in the middle, and the hammer put down as a hard attack hit that time by Alexis Bittner, the Cheney sophomore, to give them a 5-point advantage. We're in game number one. So Heritage Christian winning over Goodland easily, 25-14 and 25-14. Same score in two games. Here's the set to Bartoski. Came right back over. Unable to put it away as Lutz. Now Cheney will back hit it over the net. Here comes another free ball. Holthaus back set, and we got a ball on the court. We're going to jump it up and replay the point as the ball from the other court where there's other teams playing in pool play. And wow, what a score there. It's Beloit 11, Eureka 0. So 11-0, Beloit leading Eureka. That's in the other pool. And here's an error serve again by Cheney. Team that only averages about 11% air hits per match. And the officials telling the Nemaw Central girls on the bench to stay back a little bit away from the court as they celebrate the air serve by Cheney, and the Thunder now have the serve. They trail 9-5. High hit by the Cardinals and a spike across the court dug by Holthaus. The set over to the left side. Lutz is blocked at the net. Now the back set comes to Rethman. Cassidy has it blocked as well. Boy, Cheney stuffing everything defensively. Thunder scramble and get it across on three hits. And now Cheney's attack pushed down the line. Saved in by Nordis. And now the set to the middle. And Bartoski's hit is off Cheney and out of bounds. Anna Bartoski will get credit with the kill. Bartoski with 168 kills. That's second on this Thunder squad. Nemaw Central is within three. High set, and the dink for Cheney off the hands of Olivia Alberts. Now a little dink for Nemaw, but the Cardinals are there. Cheney's spike this time is just out. Boy, a dime and a miss by Samantha Nordis on the back row, but it turned out great for the Thunder as Nordis did not hit it, and it ended up going out, and the Thunder now within 2 points. It's Cheney 9, Nemaw Central 7. The Thunder were down early 6-1, but making a comeback here. Spike from the back row, just over the block attempt of Bartoski and Lutz, and it falls on the Thunder side of the court as the libero, Taryn Kanstrom, returns to the lineup, and Cheney now leads again by three. So Nemaw got as close as 9-7 with a little 6-2 run there. Now the spike by the Thunder off the hands of Bartoski. Cheney sets it up, and Albers gets it off the block, down and in. Haig returning to the front row for Cheney as well as Olivia Albers. And their libero will do the serving. That is Corey Leitz. Nemaw Central sets it up, and a dink by Rethman is in, and a net violation called against Cheney. Going for the block, which they've had several defensive blocks already. Cheney caught that time in the net, and Nemaw Central will get the serve down just three. It's 11-8 with a couple of changes. Reagan Garrity back into the front row for the Thunder. By the way, Nemaw Central went undefeated in JV this year and undefeated as a freshman squad. But their JV and freshman did not lose. Here's a block kept alive for the Thunder. They set it over to the far side. High hang time for Lutz. Cheney pops it up. Spike attempt kept on the Thunder side. Now the set by Mackenzie Henry. Near side, tapped over by Cassidy Rethman. And they call a double hit there on Nemaw Central. It was against Mackenzie Henry on the set, and Cheney leads by four. 12-8 Cardinals. Lacey Lures will serve it from right to left for the team that hails not too far from here. It hit the net and went over and fell. A wet serve. It'll count for a point as Cheney gets a little help that time. On the serve that hits the tape and goes on across. Now 13-8 is the Cheney lead. This one dug out by Ganstrom. Henry sprints over to get the set, and here's Garrity. She took a little bit off of it. Thunder haven't gotten any real hard attack spike attempts. This one is down on the back row. Thunder thought it was coming out. Ganstrom played away from it, but it landed in by about a foot on the spike by Cheney. Thunder had worked so hard after an early 5-point deficit to get back within two, and now Nemaw Central finds themselves trailing by six. Great serve and a good dig by Ganstrom. High set, spike blocked by Rethman. Now they'll go over to Garrity. She goes dink. Diving save by Cheney. One hand tap across. Nemoff sets it up. Henry back set near side. Rethman blocked, but it's out of bounds. Cassidy Rethman. Hard hit. She's the tallest for Nemoff Central at 6 foot. Bartoski about 5'11". And Nemoff Central trailing 14-9. Dink by Cheney block. Rethman into the mile high. Brought back into play, and Addie Holthouse pushes it across. Nice save by the Thunder. A little dink again by Cheney. Henry will go set this one over to Holthouse. Goes with the left hand. Cheney keeps it alive. They're spiked in the back row just over the block attempt. Diving safe for the Thunder. And now a hit by Addie Holthouse. It's dug out by Cheney in the back row. One of the longest points and volleys we've had. This one to the back row. Lutz. Set by Henry to Rethman. Two-hand push across. Coach Cook saying, swing at that. Hit that ball hard. Here's a high bump by Rethman. And a spike by Garrity. And it's down and in. Reagan Garrity puts away the longest volley of the day. Thunder needed that point. Coach Cook is waving her right arm up and down like a tomahawk chop, saying, spike that ball. Go up and hit it with some authority. Thunder get the serve back from Cheney. They trail by four. Here's a hit by Holthouse. Cheney digs that one in the back row. Spike from the backside. Into the net by Cheney. A missed hit by Olivia Albers. And the Thunder are back within three. It was 14-8, Cheney, and now it's 14-11. Thunder serving it again. Cheney sets it up. Nice take by Lutz. Now Henry sets far side. Addie Holthouse winds up. Diving save in the back row by Cheney. High bump. Cheney sent by Haig, the 6-2 player at the net. Now Henry sets it far side. Holthouse, wow! Packing some punch. Addie Holthouse, the kill leader for Nemahoff Central, brings her team within two. Coach Cook says, come on, keep the momentum rolling. Another serve by Lutz, her third one in a row. Cheney set, tap, blocked by Addie Holthouse, and it's a one-point game. 14-13, Cheney wants a timeout. Timeout by Coach Sarah Walkup. The Thunder down 5 early, down 6 a moment ago, now within 1 point here in game number one. It's 14-13 as we take a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluback with you. 3A State Volleyball in Hutchinson. Told you Centralia lost their first match in Dodge City. Centralia fell to Spearville 25-13, 21-25, 21-25. So Centralia won the first but lost the second and third games of their opening match out in Dodge City. All that live play-by-play action on 92-1 KMZA. Here's another point, and the Thunder tie the game out of a timeout. 14-14, Addie Holthouse with another one that got down just in front of the block attempt by Cheney. Marley Lutz continuing to serve. Lutz with her fifth serve in a row, and Cheney finally breaks the run as they get a spike down the far sideline by Lacey Lewis. And that will keep Cheney with the lead. 14-15 now. Cheney up by one after Nemoff Central had tied it. Thunder set it up for Rethman. Cross the court, dug out, right back over the net. Thunder tried to tap it. Now it's pushed to the back row, but backpedaling is Ganstrup. Henry sets it over. Addie Holthouse heating up. Addie ties us at 15. Holthouse with another kill as she's really found a rhythm playing that left front side. And that is her third kill in about the last 6 points for Nemahoff Central. Good serve by Ganstrup. Cheney back sets it over. Push across. Is dug out of there on a nice slide by Ellie Ruschke. Now the hit by Holthouse. She went changeup. Cheney will set to the near side. Their spike partially blocked, kept alive, and now set by Nordis, and it's hit across by Reagan Garrity. Cheney sets short. They go dink. Nice diving save by Ruschke. Popped up by Mackenzie Henry. The spike by Addie Holthouse is dug out by Cheney. Now the Cheney spike. Saved by Ganstrup, and we got a ball on the court. Again, this will be a jump ball. We'll replay the point as the ball from the opposing court came onto this side. And we'll do it again at 15-15. This is the third tie we've had of this match. We were tied at ones, 14 to now 15. Nemaw Central, another nice diving save. Nordis gets it over to Holtout. Can't put this one away. Cheney sets it in the middle. Albers goes with the dink. Oh, and a miscommunication. Holthouse was about ready to dive and hit that dink, but reaching out and getting one hand on it was Reagan Garrity. And that defrayed it away from Holthouse. The point goes to the Cardinals, who lead again 16-15. Omaha Central has only had one lead in this contest, and that was 1-0. But they've battled from 6 points down, and they're within one. Gamstrom handles the serve. High set in the middle. Holthouse can't quite put it away. Cheney back sets to the right side. A spike that's down and in on the far line between Ruschke and Gamstrom. And now the Cardinals lead by two. It's 17-15 here in set number one. The first to 25 is the victor. The best two out of three games wins the match. Cheney serves it deep. Nemaha lets it go, and it's out of bounds. Too deep on the serve. That is the third air serve by Cheney. And you love that if you're the Thunder. You get a point, don't have to move or do anything. They're within one. Back into the game is Lillian Chulions. She will serve here for Nemaw Central. Bartowski back into the front row for the Thunder. Chulions serves, and it's a good one. Cheney struggling to keep it in play. Now the spike that is in, squeezed just inside that near sideline from the front right to the near left side of the court. And the Cardinals up 18-16 as Jalen Adolph checks in and will serve it. Adolph is another sophomore on this Cardinal team. Comes in to serve. It's set by Chulions now. And a spike on the line. Had to look for the line judge to double check it. But a hard, powerful hit there by Bartowski. Ruschke out and back in is Marley Lutz. 18-17, Thunder down by one. Getting a little later here in the opening set. Nemaw Central going to play two in a row and then an hour break before their third. Here's the dink kept alive by Holthouse. Now the set by Chulions near side. Unable to put it away is Nordis. Cheney's third hit. They can't get it over. And now it hits Nemaw on a block attempt and goes out of bounds. Thought the Thunder had that point as Cheney's scrambling. Didn't think they were getting it over on the third hit, but it barely came over. It hit a Thunder player. And it ricocheted down to the Nemaw side of the court. 19-17, Cheney with the lead. The set. And Bartoski's blocked. Nemaw will try to push it across. Nobody there. Great court vision by Lillian Chulions. Perfect vision there. And the court awareness is Chulions on the second hit. Instead of setting it to her teammate, she set it over and found a hole. Thunder within one. Diving save by Cheney. Here comes the freebie on hit number three. It's handled by Bretman. And now over to Bartowski. And that's into the back right corner to tie us again at 19-19. Such good teams here in this 3A state tournament. Seven of the eight teams were number one seeds in their sub-state. Nemaw Central's the one that wasn't. They were the number two seed in their sub-state last week. All the other number one seeds advanced here to state. Ball pushed to the back corner. Nice save by Samantha Nordis. Now it's spiked by Addie Holthouse, but too much on it. Just a bit too much for Holthouse's hit from the middle of the court. And Cheney takes the lead back at 20-19. Again, going to 25. Running jump serve by Leach. Back set by Chulions. And near side, a diving save by Cheney off the hit by Bartowski. And now Addie Holthouse comes and runs underneath it. Chulion sets it in the middle for Bartowski. That's deflected. Cheney will set it over the net. Thunder dive to save it. Nice job by Holthouse. The set goes left to Lutz. She can't put it away. Cheney's got a third free hit coming across. To the back row, Gamstrom takes it. Now Chulion, short set, middle. Power hit by Rethman. And it comes right back over the net. Gamstrom, Chulion's far set this time. Bartowski, it's out. Just out, wide to the left. Good scramble there by Nemaw Central, but they don't get the point. 21-19. Nemaw Central down by two. 21-19 here in set one. Holthouse with the bump to bring it back in play, and now bumped over the court by Lutz to Cheney. Cheney set. Power spike. Dug out. Popped up by Holthouse. And nearly went over the net. Now kept alive by Gamstrom. And we got a net violation against Cheney by Campbell Haig. So the Thunder within one again, 21-20. Egg, a net violation there for the Cardinals. Serving it will be Mackenzie Henry. Thunder need a couple more points here. Cheney spike, partially blocked. Thunder keep it alive. Henry, far to the left side, a little tap over by Marley Lutz. Now Cheney sets it to Hague. She tries to dink, but Lutz is there. Henry sets it up to the near side, Rethman, to the back right corner. It's down and 10, and we're tied. It's the Blackjack 21-all. We were tied at 14s and 15s and 19s, and now we're tied 21-21. Emaw Central will serve. And this time it will be, yep, Mackenzie Henry again. Her second straight serve. It's a good one to the back right corner. Not a great first hit for Cheney. They have to hit it across. Gamstrom is there. The set backwards by Henry. And the spike by Rathman is down in front of the Cheney block. But, oh, wait a minute. They say Rathman stepped over the line. That was a huge point with the game tied at 21. It looked like the Thunder had the point as Rethman got it through the block, but they say Rethman came down across that line underneath the net. The 22-21 Cheney. Great serve. It hit the net, and it eats up Reagan Garrity. Now 23-21, and we'll take a timeout. Jessica Cook wants to regroup here with Cheney now 2 points away from taking this set number one. Cheney 23, Nemaw Central 21. We're back after a 30-second break here on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more. And find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com. Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke, Brian Hurt, our studio engineer, back with you here at the 3A State Volleyball Tournament in Hutchinson. Nemaw Central's not been able to take a lead. They've tied it on five different occasions, but the only lead was 1-0. Now out of a timeout, it's Cheney ahead, 23-21, with the Cardinals having the serve. Gamstrom gets underneath it. Henry scrambles over to set it. Reagan Garrity hits it hard, but too hard. Out of bounds. And it's now game point. Substitution as in comes Ella Larkin. She will replace Garrity. Of course, Larkin's been banged up and missed much of this season for Nemaw Central. Larkin, the 5'8 junior. She has played in only 20 of the matches for the Thunder this season. About a little under half. There is the hit. Cheney has game point, 24-21. Nice dig by Nemaw on the miscommunication as Rethman and Lutz looking at each other. Both thought the other one was going to get it. Neither one did. And it's Cheney taking game one by a score of 25-21. So we were tied at 21s, and the Cardinals got the final 4 points. One of them, it looked like Nemaw Central was going to take the lead 22-21, but they said Rethman stepped on the line underneath the net, took away the Thunder point. And Cheney able to close out the set. So we'll take a timeout and return here in a couple minutes for game number two. Nemaw Central going to have to regroup and rally, but I think they've showed they can play with this Cheney team. Nemaw Central right there, just a couple plays away from being able to have a different outcome. We'll return in 2.5 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. It has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's fall, which means fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Hutchinson, Class 3A State Volleyball. Nemaw Central down a game, losing 25-21 to Cheney. But they start set two with an ace served by Ellie Ruschke. So Nemaw Central with the lead and serving again here in game number two. Cheney will bring this one in play, and Ganstrom is there to handle it. Henry sets it to the far side. Addy Holthouse with a hard hit, but Cheney digs it out. They'll spike from the back row, and that's dug out by Ruschke. Now the set by Garrity, and Holthouse again can't quite put it away. Cheney's third hit down the line, but Ganstrom saves it. Henry sets it. Here's Reagan Garrity. That's blocked. The Hunted Thunder hit it twice, but can't keep it alive. And Cheney able to get the point here in the serve. But Nemaw Central down 6-1 and also trailed 14-8 in that first game. But came back. The Thunder tied it at 14-15, also tied it at 19-21. Nemaw could just never quite take the lead. And now a double hit called against Nemaw Central. And we're tied up at 2-2. Set two. Ruschke handles the serve. Henry, a little hesitation, and now Ganstrom pushes it across. Cheney back set. Block at the net by Holthouse. Also there is Reagan Garrity. Cheney sends it back over, and now Henry sets it for Addy Holthouse. Working that left side. This one off the Cardinals and out of play. Nemaw Central leading 3-2 after getting the point there. See if they can get on a run. Taryn Ganstrom will serve. Taryn with 42 aces to lead this team. Hard hit, but too far, out of bounds. Cheney with the miss hit there. That time, Anna Martin put too much on it. Nemaw Central leading by two for the first time in this match. 4-2. And the hit goes off of Ganstrom and over near the other court, is unable to dig this one and keep it alive. So Cheney will serve, trailing by one. It's 4-3. Nemaw Central tried to force a third game. Ball punched back in play, but pushed at the net and didn't go over on the try there by Holthouse. We're tied 4-4. Eight times in 42 matches as Nemaw Central went to three sets. They are 5-3 when going to three sets. So if they can win this one and go to a third set, they've got a 5-3 record so far this season going the distance. High set over to Addy Holthouse. Blocked it in front of Cheney. As it falls in front of Alexis Bittner and Lacey Lewers. And the Thunder maintain the lead 5-4 as they substitute in Bartoski and Shulian. Bartoski on the front joining Holthouse and also Samantha Nordis. Served by Chulions. Back set to Cheney. Partially blocked. Chulions is there. Now bumped high. And the hit by Holthaus is across. Diving save by Cheney. Set over the net. Thunder collide. Two players hit the deck. Ruschke and Danstrom, they're okay. Holthaus has it blocked on her spike by Cheney. Holthaus got stuffed that time. It looks like Ruschke and Danstrom are okay. They kind of ran into each other. Coach checking on both of them, and they say they're fine. Cheney has tied it again at 5-5 here in set number two. Short serve. Danstrom is there. Chulions back sets. Holthaus can't get it across. Had two Cheney players trying to block it, and the set wasn't a good one. Kind of mistimed, and just trying to go up with an underhand hit over the net was Holthaus and didn't get it across. So Cheney now leading 6-5. It's their first lead of game number two. Holthaus winds up, got this one through the block. She got it in front of Lures and Olivia Albers that time, and we're tied at 6-6. Serving for the Thunder is Addie Holthaus, almost an ace. Cheney with the set, and we got a violation called under the net there against the Cardinals. Only two losses all year for this Cheney team. They lost to Nickerson early in the year, and then Wichita Trinity. Actually, haven't even had very many three-set matches, have the Cardinals. Spike attempt partially blocked. Danstrom keeps it alive. Thunder lead by one. Here's a hit down the line, but missed. Out and wide right by Samantha Nordis. Tied again at 7-7. Cheney won the first game 25-21. After this match, the Thunder will turn right around and play Heritage Christian. Cheney with two hits and now a third from the back row. Will be backwards sent over the net. Nemaha Central takes it. Now the hit over and the spike by Nemaha's Samantha Nordis. A nice dig by Chulions. Now Holthaus from the middle of court. Spike off the hand of Cheney and into the bench. As the Thunder get that point, lead 8-7. Such a weapon to be able to attack like that, not at the net. When you're on the back line or at least in the middle area of the court, to be able to get that much momentum on a hit is ultra impressive. Now a spike for Cheney that comes from the front left to the back right corner. Olivia Albers gets that kill. We're tied again, 8-8. Holthaus handles the serve by Cheney. Back set near side. Bartowski's blocked. Kept off the net by Nemaha Central. Holthaus goes and gets it and brings it back in play over the net. Cheney back sets. Here's Haig. Can't put that one away. Chulions scrambles to get it. Now Holthaus pushes it across. Cheney will set it up again. This time near side for Albers. That's partially blocked by Bartowski. Now the hit by Ganstrom. And the third hit over the net. Now the Thunder scrambling again. They'll go with the dink this time. Lutz gets it across the net. Cheney tries to punch it over. Lutz is there. Chulions sets it up. Here's Bartowski back right corner. Oh, just missed. Barely out by inches. As the red flag goes up on the line judge there at the end of the court. And the Cheney Cardinals take the lead here at 9-8. Short serve. Danstrom slides under it. Chulions sets it high. Big hit. And that one is in. Cassidy Rethman getting the power kill and substitutions as Henry in for Bartowski. She'll drop to the back row to serve, and Reagan Carrity comes into the front row, replacing Chulions. 9-9 tie, game number two. Cheney sets it up, hard hit, but out of bounds. Too much pepper on it on the hit by Campbell Haig, and the Thunder lead again by one. It's been tied or within 2 points throughout this game number two. Mackenzie Henry to serve it a second time. Cheney gets underneath. Now the set to the near side. Spiked by Haig. One hand diving hit by Ganstrom, but it goes too far off the court. The Thunder unable to bring it back in play. So out of bounds off Nemaha Central, and we're tied again at 10. Serving for the Cardinals is Olivia Alberts. Cheney lost in the first round, the quarterfinals of the state volleyball tournament a year ago. Remember how they did that last year? Only four teams made it to state instead of eight. Here's a spike off the block attempt of Rethman as Alexis Bittner gets that kill. And checking in for Nemaha Central will be Ella Larkin. Larkin going to come in replacing Garrity. came in for a couple points in the first game and will go now in here. Ten. Cheney leads by one, and they serve it into the net. We're tied at 11. Yeah, so last year they had that quarterfinal game of the state tournament, which was played locally. And that's the quarterfinal that Cheney lost in. Last year they only had four teams make it to state volleyball. And Cheney hits it out of bounds as the Thunder take the lead. It's 12-11, Nemaha Central. Mentioned earlier, the Big 7 is the reigning 3A state volleyball champion, and Sabetha won it for the first time in school history last year, coming here to Hutch. Down the line, Ganstrom couldn't get to the back corner in time, and we're tied again 12-12. Boy, neither team can get on any kind of run. Momentum is just kind of stalled right now at the net. With one or two points for each side, back and forth we go. Neither team's led by more than two. We're currently tied at 12. Ruschke handles the serve, hit across by Holthaus, and then falling on Nemaha Central's side. Actually, a lift was called there for Nemaha Central. I missed it. A lift called on the set. Coach Walkup for the Cardinals wanted an explanation. 13-12, Nemaha Central leading. Ganstrom serves. Ooh, tried to get it on the near sideline and just missed. She was serving from the back left corner and could not quite keep it in play. Didn't keep it in bounds on a rare error serve for Taryn Ganstrom. Thunder set it almost out of bounds, trying to bring it back in, and doing so in front of the block is Samantha Nordis. Nemaha Central 14, Cheney 13. Back into the game comes Shulians and Bartoski. Shulians will serve. Thunder up by one, but lost the opening set 25-21. Cheney's attack partially blocked. Ruschke digs. Shulian bumps it up. Holthaus with the spike. Handled in the back row by Cheney. They'll send it to the near side, and that's down and in on a kill by Anna Martin. Cardinals substitute Jalen Adolph comes in to serve. Our game tied at 14. Adolph floats the ball up. Spikes it across. And now Holthaus, excuse me, not Holthaus, it's 27, not 17. That's Samantha Nordis getting the kill for the Thunder. Who again lead by one. Job by Nordis. Another junior for this Thunder squad. Addie Holthaus serving for Nemaha Central. Up 15-14. Punch across by Cheney. Ganstrom there. Shulian's back set. The hit by Nordis. Cheney handles it. They set it up. They took a little off. Handled by Lutz. Now Shulian's back to Lutz. Power lined up, but can't put it away. Near the net. Back set for Cheney. Down the line. Holthaus keeps it alive. And now Shulian's to the net. Tapped over by Nordis again. A long volley here, and now a dig by Shulians. Bumped up by Nordis and hit across by Marley Lutz. Cheney will set it to the near side, and down the line and in on the hit by Olivia Albers. A long volley, but Cheney wins the point, and we're tied again at 15. Had a lot of ties, especially late in game number one, and a lot more ties here in set number two. Thunder set it up, and a hit. It goes out. They say, was it blocked or not? Confusion there. Coach Cook said that it looked like it was deflected or blocked by Cheney. It went out of bounds on the hit by Samantha Nordis. Hit the net and then went out. Thunder pleading that Cheney had touched it, but apparently they did not. I think we're still connected. That volleyball came down right on top of our equipment as the hit out of bounds by Nemaha Central. And Cheney's taking a two-point lead now at 17-15. Thunder needs something right here. Don't want to fall down three. They set it up to Bartoski, who puts it away. Anna with a big, much-needed hit there for a point. 17-16. Thunder back within one as they will serve. Cheney comes to Albers, who puts it down and in. Albers on that front near side. And it looks like they're going to a third game, by the way. We told you Beloit had that huge lead in game one, and they took game one 25-11, but Eureka just won game two 25-22. So Beloit and Eureka going to a third, and here's a kill by Bartoski again, as she got it in front of the block attempt by Genie. Bartoski will go out as Henry comes in. Julian's back to the bench. And it's Ella Larkin into the ballgame now for Nemaus Central. Trying to get her back in shape, not playing close to 100% yet coming off the injury. Nice save. Thunder down 1 point. They set it over to Larkin, who finds an open gap and puts it away. Had two blockers in front of her, and she went cross-court to the front right side, and the Thunder have tied it at 18-all. They've scored three of the last 4 points to get back in this second set. They got to have it. They lost the first game, and this hits out, and the Thunder lead on a hit too deep by Campbell Haig. 19-18, Nemaus Central. They were down 17-15 just a moment ago. Serving it again is Mackenzie Henry. Back set, and this one blocked by the Thunder, but out of bounds. Rethman and Larkin were both there, but their rejection had the ball back across the net and too far out of bounds left. We're tied at 19. Again, neither team's led by more than 2 points here in this entire second set. Holthaus handles the serve. Now from the back row, Gamstrom will have to push it over. Genie gets underneath it. Now they set it near side. Down the line. Nice dig by Gamstrom. It's hit over the net, but it is just out of bounds. Gamstrom, a nice save, but on her bump back over, unable to keep it in play. And a timeout called by Coach Jessica Cook. We'll take one as well. Genie won the first game 25-21, and now Genie leads the second set versus Nemaus Central 20-19. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca, Kansas are ready to work for you. Take advantage today of great pre-season and truckload discounts, as well as flexible financing options. Balance your crop's nutritional needs and plan your farm's success. Balanced crops are healthy crops. Healthy crops are optimum yields. Call 800-635-4743 today to get your crops off to a great start. SureCrop, 800-635-4743.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
That is the first timeout taken by either coach here in this second set. Told you it's been tight, close throughout the contest. And Nemaus Central taking the timeout. Genie leads 20-19, and Genie will have the serve here out of the timeout. Mackenzie Henry sets it up, and Ella Larkin can't quite put it away, but then Genie miscommunicates as two players look at each other, both thinking the other one was going to get it. Neither one did. And perfect vision right now on the court. It is 20-20. Serve and a good one by Marley Lutz. Genie back sets. Big point just over the block. Diving one-handed save. And Nemaha can't quite get it over on three heads. Larkin with the one-handed stab at it as she was diving out of bounds to bring it back in play. But from the back row, the Thunder could not get it across. 21-20. Genie with the serve. Gamstrom backpedaling, able to get it. Mackenzie Henry sets it up. Over to Holthaus. That was deflected at the net. And a point for Nemaus Central to tie us at 21. Well, the first game was tied 21-21, and then the final 4 points were scored by Cheney. We'll see if the Thunder can turn the tables here in set number two. Taryn Gamstrom will serve for Nemaus Central. No room for errors. A good serve barely over the net, and then it's a point as it again falls right between two players, Campbell Haig and Brooklyn Wee-Wee. 22-21, now a timeout by Cheney as Nemaus Central's taking the one-point lead late here in the second set, and we'll step away for another quick 30-second timeout as you listen to 3A State Volleyball on Kansas Land Radio.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com.
Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KNZA.
Justin Flipback with you at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. A lot of great memories for Big Seven Lake schools over the past few years. Volleyball and basketball mainly, as well as some on the football field just outside here in Hutchinson. And now Nemaus Central leading 22-21 over Cheney, the number two seed here in the 3A State Volleyball Tournament. Opening match, Thunder down one game. A spike by Cheney, hit bumped over the net by Gamstrom. Kept alive by Nemaus Central, and now Holthouse hits it across. Cheney will set it up, partially blocked. Saved, though, by Ruschke. And now near the net, Cheney pops it down as the hit there for Ruschke went over the net on the second hit by the Thunder. And waiting there to tap it back down was the Cardinals to tie us up at 22. 22-22 in set number two. And neither team's led by more than two. And Addie Holthouse just about took the shoulder off one of the Cheney players, but the Cardinals keep it alive. Now the hit for Nemaha by Cassidy Rethman, and the Thunder dive, but can't save this one. And a substitution will be made as Nemaha Central getting that point and leading 23-22. Just 2 points away from a win to force set number three. 23-22, Nemaha Central. Serving it is Chulians. Lillian slaps it across with the right hand. High bump by Cheney. High set. Now they go dink. Diving save, Holthouse. Diving save again, but three, four, five hits. They can't get it over. Players diving on the floor to keep it off the hardwood, but just couldn't punch it up high enough or get it over the net. So we're tied 23-23. Cheney has the serve. This is Jalen Adolph that checked in to serve. Bump near the net. It went across. Cheney pulls it out of there by Lures. Now near side to Albers. Diving save by Gamstrom, but nobody hit it for the Thunder. Right between Bartoski and Nordis. And a timeout by Nemaha Central. So we've had three timeouts, and we'll step away again. Cheney now has not only set point, but match point. It's Cheney 24, Nemaha Central 23 here in the second set. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more. And find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, Hutchinson Sports Arena, 24-23. Cheney leading Nemaha Central in game two. Cheney won the first game, 25-21. They serve it. Gamstrom now brought back into play by Rethman and back bumped over the net by Bartoski. Chases Cheney to the back row. They set it short middle. The spike kept alive by Ruschke. Now Shulian's near side. Rethman hits it across with her left hand. Now Cheney sets it near side. Big attack, and it's down on the Thunder side, and Cheney prevails 25-23. Well, Nemaha thought that would be their toughest match of the day, and they competed. They competed hard. They were right there, but could not quite close it out. 25-21 and 25-23. Cheney sweeps Nemaha Central in two games. The Thunder will turn around and play again here in the next 15 minutes against the number three seed, Heritage Christian, who won the 2A State Volleyball Championship a year ago and is now in Class 3A here this year. We've got some postgame coming up, so let's step away for a couple minutes. We'll be back and recap the first Nemaha Central 3A State Volleyball match following this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners Co-op. Through the end of the year, Ag Partners Co-op will be donating a portion of sales from every gallon sold at their Card Troll locations to benefit local schools. Ag Partners Card Troll locations include Axel, Corning, Denton, Powhatan, Robinson, Seneca, and Willis. Funds from those locations will be donated to schools in those areas. Need a patron fuel card? Call the office at 785-336-6153 and choose option 2. Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Class 3A State Volleyball as Nemaus Central falls to the number 2 seed Cheney, but gave the Cardinals all they wanted and then some before dropping the match 25-21 and 25-23. Nemaus Central down 6-1 in the opening set, also trailed 14-8, but not only got back in it, they tied it up and had some opportunities. The first tie of the set was 14-14. The game was also tied at 15s, 19s, and then tied 21-21, and it looked like Nemaus Central had taken the lead. But they said one of the Thunder players stepped across the line under the net on a point that went to Cheney, and the Cardinals would finish with three more to win that first game 25-21. The second set was tight. It was back and forth with a lot of ties, and neither team ever able to lead by more than 2 points. Nemaus Central had several two-point leads. Cheney had a few two-point leads, lots of ties and one-point margins as well, but after a tie at 21-21, Nemaus Central actually led 23-22, and then Cheney got the final 3 points of that second set to prevail 25-23. So really, you know, tight competitive matches. In the end, it was just Cheney being able to get the final few points that they needed to close out the wins in each of those first two games here at State. So Nemaus Central won't have too much time, only about 10 or so minutes here, and they're going to play the number 3 seed Heritage Christian, which is expected to be their second toughest match of the day. But hey, if they played the first, the top seed, and their toughest match of the day that close, maybe Nemaus Central can win the next two, and they will basically need to win their next two matches to be able to advance till tomorrow. You got to win at least 2 out of 3 or 3 of 3 in pool play to advance to the semifinals, which are at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So Nemaus Central kind of with their backs against the wall now as they will face Heritage Christian here in about 10-12 minutes from now.